This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, Jason Rance from Seattle is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. I just wanted to mention that tomorrow I will not be here. We'll have Brad Young filling in. I'm going to be in Columbia doing some work in Jeff City and at the Journalism School of the University of Missouri. I'm going to meet with Governor Kehoe in the morning and also Andrew Bailey. I had a couple other meetings set, Sue, but they tomorrow is Lincoln's birthday. You know, President's Day is on
Monday.
Yeah, Monday. But they have Lincoln's birthday, I guess, as a state holiday. I'm told that my friends in the legislature will be there, and they will, maybe open their doors to a little bit of a meeting tomorrow. But I haven't popped around on the state capitol grounds for a long, long time, and it's good to kind of meet and greet. I might try to see Steve Butts and our friends in the Senate,
nice.
Like Nick Schroer and Mary Elizabeth Coleman. Jason Rance is here, though. He's a talk show host in Seattle. Something really kind of caught my attention from an event that went on in Seattle where something went viral from a politician out there, which is very interesting. Jason's going to explain it all to us this afternoon. Jason Rance, how are you?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So I just read a story that's in the Washington State Standard where he claims that that soundbite was taken out of context. Now, I read the entire answer that he gave that wasn't edited. It didn't change the context at all, Jason.
Yeah, because it wasn't taken out of context.
Right, exactly.
I mean, what he said is 100% correct, right? I mean, in the state of Washington, that is the reality, which is why him trying to walk it back, because everyone else around the country points to this and says, well, that's insane. Yeah, it is insane. That's why we'd like to change it. But Jamie Peterson is not going to change it, nor any Democrat is looking to change that. In the state of Washington, when you are 13, you pretty much have carte blanche to do almost anything. And it's a shame. And I'm glad that the country is now starting to pay attention.
So what is this all kind of framed around? Because this has to do with a parental bill of rights. And you and I may have even talked about this, that the legislature approved last year. How is this all kind of popping up again?
Yeah, so let me give the context. Last year, there were a number of initiatives that were voter-led that pretty much undid all of the legislative accomplishments from the Democrats. Among them was a parent's bill of rights. And at that point, in the state of Washington, when you submit enough signatures, the legislature has two options. Number one, adopt the language in the initiative as is and just make it a law, or put it on the ballot for people to decide. They chose on three of the initiatives to just accept them because they were so popular that by putting them on the ballot, they thought they were going to hurt Democrat chances down ballot. So they said, awesome, we're in, we're going to accept this bill from the Parents' Bill of Rights, which essentially codified some things that were already Kosher here already writes for parents, but it made it explicit. And then it changed things so that within, the moment where some crime, God forbid, were to occur against a child, a school has to immediately contact a parent, that they would have to also be upfront with records that they are taking for kids on their, potential medical issues, that if they're going to refer them to medical resources, that has to be disclosed to the parents. So everyone was celebrating. There was an ACLU case against the parents' Bill of Rights. A judge tossed that out, and it was going to go into effect, and that's when Democrats decided this session, whoa, hold on. We're actually going to change the Bill of Rights, pretending that all they're doing is making some minor changes and cleanups. They're completely gutting it so that now you do not have to immediately, as a school, tell a parent whether or not their kid was subject to a crime on campus. They can wait up to 48 hours, and they would not be allowed to provide any information about medical services that are offered or resources that are offered to the kids. They're not going to have to tell the parents at all, and that's where the anger is.
So where does that anger kind of take you? Because obviously, and you know this, Jason, you get called into service on shows like mine. You're on Fox all the time trying to, somehow explain the craziness that comes up there in your part of the country.
Yeah, look, I mean, the parents here who are upset about this, I'm glad that they are. They actually have to just do something about it politically. They still, despite the fact that there were so many people who supported the parents' Bill of Rights because it made total sense, they end up still putting into office the same people who are the ones right now trying to completely gut it. Every single Democrat is on board gutting the Parental Bill of Rights. And that means voters who are upset, they actually have to vote these people out. If they don't, we're just going to have this happen over and over and over again. The reality is, unfortunately, voters have very short-term memories.
Right.
And when we have the next election, I don't know if they're going to remember that this happened. So that's always the rub, the way that this works. We have a part-time legislature, so they're not in session when we have elections. And they, Democrats who are in power, they benefit from that.
You know, and you're in a, I think you know this, you're in a completely, you're like in the opposite situation that I am here in Missouri with a, a supermajority of Republicans. And it's just, when we look at this from afar, it's just insane. I know that a lot of people have taken, and gotten attention or focused attention on this. Ted Cruz was texting about it and other folks. It just seems like, especially given where the country is right now, and we can talk about some of the broader themes happening in Washington right now, talk about tone deafness, but I guess in Washington State, they feel like they can do that and they still have the support.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and I don't blame them for holding that position because the voters have indicated that is the truth.
Yeah.
That no matter how far to the left they go, at least at the state level, they seem to be given another thumbs up when the time comes. Now, that hasn't always been the case, certainly not recently on the local level, including in Seattle, where there was a little bit of a course correction a couple of election cycles ago where the council started to get a little bit more moderate. And by moderate in these contexts, I mean just not crazy socialist.
Right.
They're still liberal. You still have progressives on the council, but you don't have the socialist arm that's all that strong. You've got one socialist currently on the Seattle City Council, or, you know, kind of crazy in that world. And that's almost as good as you're going to get in Seattle. And at the state level, the best that I can hope for as a conservative is a moderate Democrat. That's the best. And right now, we don't have any moderates in power at the state level.
Seattle talk show host Jason Rance is with us this afternoon. What would you say just about everything going on in Washington right now? And it is overwhelming. And I started the show this afternoon talking about Elon Musk's new Twitter ID, which I thought was extremely entertaining. And he's trolling the left in Hall of Fame epic portions right now. But you got the team on CNN going on there talking about constitutional crisis, Jason, because they've gotten the memo on that. The panic that is existing, the hysteria in left-wing media and in the progressive circles is quite something right now. I can barely contain myself, and we're only on week 3.
I find it really amusing because for all the left-wing media claims that there's chaos in D.C., it doesn't seem chaotic at all from the Trump administration. They actually seem to be having all their ducks in order, and they're doing things methodically, I think thoughtfully. You can disagree with maybe some of the moves, I suppose, but it's not chaotic at all. And the only chaos I see, it's coming from the left, right? I mean, if you're going to do these silly stunts every single day and claim that we're days away from losing democracy, again, people start to wonder if you took your meds this morning. Clearly the messaging has not worked. I know they're trying to now flip it into just going after Elon Musk. I haven't seen too much data points yet. We have the one CBS poll from over the weekend that shows that there's overwhelming support still for at least the concept that Elon Musk is trying to together. But, you know, do I think they're going to be able to attack Elon specifically and have it stick? I question whether or not that is going to happen, but they certainly act as if their focus groups have given them a clear direction on what to say and who to attack.
Well, keep in mind, you know, it wouldn't shock me if the polling turns around a little just because the narrative is so controlled. I think it's somewhat fascinating that the polling is holding where it is when they're on there every night screaming, you know, constitutional crisis, threat to democracy. You got Jim Acosta out there, which is, this is my favorite because they shelf him at CNN, and he's out there tweeting things about, you know, and I think he was on with James Carville doing his new podcast, and Carville's saying that the Trump White House is nuttier than you even think. This is the guy that refused to be honest for his entire CNN tenure. Certainly the last 4 years, not talking about the cover-ups going on in this White House with Joe Biden's health. At the very minimum, that was a story. And now he's trying to lecture people out here about what we should be focusing in on. It's really unbelievable. And the good news is for guys like you and I, Jason, I think the American people they're on to this, man. They're totally on to it, and they're not going to get away with it anymore.
Yeah, certainly that's what it appears to be. I don't underestimate the power still of even unpopular media. When they're all basically saying the same thing, propaganda can be really, really effective. And that's a little bit of a concern. I'm just glad now they don't have social media that's burying stories and videos and links the way that they used to. That's a key part of the strategy to ensure that, you know, Donald Trump maintains and even grows the support that he currently has, is being able to actually get the information out there,
yeah.
not have it be, you know, behind the gatekeepers of MSNBC and other left-wing media outlets.
You know, look, in a fair media world, you'd have some people out there at CNN or wherever looking at the possible issues relating to who's affected by cutbacks, et cetera. That's a legitimate news story. The problem is that the MSNBCs and the CNNs, they don't want to do that. They don't want to do, they're not addressing any, this is stunning to me, they're not talking at all about the waste, the potential fraud, the abuse, none of that. It's only about the people uncovering the waste, fraud, and abuse. I mean, I'd have a little bit more respect if they were hyperventilating the way they are, if they would at least cover the other side of the story, but there's no effort to that. And I've been listening, by the way, in the last 2 weeks, Jason. I've monitored and watched CNN a lot more than I had been because I wanted to see what they were doing, and they're not covering that aspect.
They really aren't, and it's just really, again, it's kind of fascinating to see all the spin coming from folks as they're attacking Elon Musk. And dare I say, what's the difference, and I wish someone would ask any of these media outlets or any of the Democrats screaming about Elon, what's the difference between Elon Musk and what he's doing and Joe? Joe is just the random bureaucrat, the dude who's doing a lot of what was being done that's either the opposite, I guess, of Elon Musk or exactly the same. There are a whole bunch of bureaucrats that none of us know exist.
Yep.
We've never heard of them. We don't know what they're doing. They're not open about it. The only difference seems to be that Elon Musk is being put in a position where he's allowed to be open about what he's doing. And I'd rather that than some unnamed bureaucrat getting to the point where we're now spending, you know, millions of dollars wasting it on LGBTQ2IAS++, you know, operas in Somalia. I don't need any of that kind of spending. And someone was behind greenlighting that, and we have no idea who that was. I'm totally okay with knowing who's the one who's gutting all of it from the books.
And majority of the American people are there as well. Jason, awesome. You're always great. Thank you so much. Hang in there out there on the left coast. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Take it easy.
So for those of you who might have missed the soundbite at play, it really is quite stunning. Jamie Peterson is
kids over 13 have the complete right to make their own decisions about their mental health care. Parents don't have a right to have notice. They don't have a right to have consent about that.
So he claims he was taken out of context, but I looked into that. And as Jay said, he was not taken out of context. And that thing garnered a lot of responses on Twitter. Again, there's a pretty big difference in the priorities between the Pacific Northwest, certainly in this part of the country. Audio cut of the day is coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.